piece that like flew off of me. I should be good on this guy. Apparently it has a metronome on it. I think it just goes back and forth.
I like doing acoustic jams because it's just simple. You just play the notes.
Simple like DG. Maybe we throw in a minor chord in there somewhere. Yeah. Thank you. be a D, so it made sense. Beautiful though. That's why we got a snippet of it. It's not a big deal.
It was.
You were playing like a chord progression from like D, yeah, and then you were doing that. Worked out well because my fingers slipped.
I love this guitar.
Hello there. Hello. Yeah, it's a great guitar. I don't play it much though. It was an impulse buy. I was like, I need another guitar, so if I ever do a duel with somebody, and if they don't have an acoustic guitar, boom. It was mostly because I brought that 12 string to Glendo, and I wish I had a better guitar when we were playing that one time. I wasn't a big fan of that. I'm not a big fan of the 12 string. not doing it right. Doing what you were doing. Don't mind me.
No, I want to hear what you're doing. What are you doing?
Oh, I'm just throwing this on here so I don't have to worry about the bass notes. Here's Wonderwall. That's an E, not. Thank you. So I was just kind of like,
yeah, that's great.
Probably muddied it up a little bit, but
oh, that's great.
Call that one Red Mud.
Red Mud.
I don't know, like Moab.
That's true, yeah.
I don't know. It just made me think of that. So if you capo it on two, like, or was it two that I was doing? Mm-hmm. Yeah, here, I'll let you do it. That's how I got it. It's basically you're playing C major from then on out, so you can, like... baby over there.
Shit, sorry.
Not, it's not, it's just...
You don't.
It's just a baby.
You don't, a one of the babies.
It's a fucking piece of shit. It is 8:42, just letting you know. I don't know when you were planning on heading home.
I shouldn't stay too late.
I mean, I'm not going anywhere tomorrow. I work from home tomorrow.
Yeah, me too.
But I have a meeting and then, like, a phone call, and then I go take my shots at noon. And then I conk out for the weekend, hoping that it doesn't kill me.
I just had, a little headache, and that was really...
I got that after the first shot. Like, I kind of got a headache.
A little bit. I got a little more fatigue in the headache in the second one.
The second or third day, I had to, drink. Like, I was feeling like shit. I just drank, and then the next day, I felt fine.
Drank what?
No, I just drank a bunch of beer and whatever. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Whatever. I was going to feel like shit. Might as well numb myself out a little bit. Yeah, we can do a couple more of whatever and just fuck around.
Cool.
Like I said, I'm not going anywhere, so you stay as late as you are comfortable. I'm enjoying the organic nature of this.
By about 9 or so.
Okay. That's good call. Good call.
Otherwise, I'd drink more. Then it's
then it's just going to turn into a vicious cycle.
Then I have to take a guest room and like that other night, and I get the hiccups.
There's nothing wrong with that. You can do that all you want. But.
This was. I really like whatever this is.
Yeah. That's
such a pretty sound. I love whatever that was. And then the things, yeah. I want to listen to that.
Oh, it's not recording. No, I'm just kidding. God damn it. You should have had a microphone going in the background. Sorry.
What are we doing?
What do you... You pick something.
We're on this anyways. I like...
You want to stay on Capo 2?
Stick on Capo 2. I think
you got it, brother. We'll keep on Capo 2. I like capos. It just kind of...
makes it so much easier.
Thank you. I don't want to do lullabies. It's beautiful,
it
though.
It's beautiful. It sounds really cute. I actually really love that.
Oh, man, my hands are dying.
I know, right?
Oh, fuck.
Like, it's actually sad. Like, I can't last at all.
Neither can I.
I need Viagra for my fingers.
Yeah, I need Viagra for the fingers. I got some super glue you could just, like... Although you'll ruin the strings in the neck. I did that one time. It was a dumbass idea. beautiful. I think that's a good way to call a night,
that's a
man.
Great one. I like that one. That's good.
What do we call that one? Chipping the topo, Chico.
Chipping the toco.
Chipping the toco. Oh, Chopotico?
Chopotico.
Chopotico. Chopotico.
That's perfect.
Yep.
I fucking love it.
Chopotico.
Chopotico, my
That's friend. Right, buddy.
Choco fucking T.
Chopotico.
I love it.
Oh, my God.
I love it. That's fucking good.
We have a truly jam and a Chopotico dance. No, oh, I can't even say it right. Ah. That's a good one. You got to remember that one. That's
D major. D major with two capo. Two capo.
I got to remind myself.
Dos capos.
Dos capos.
Dos capos.
Chopotico. Fuck, man, that was terrible. That was such it was such a crazy jam at the end there too. It was just like Zenos couldn't hear anything from the song anymore, and he's like, "What are we doing? Oh, we're just going. Okay,
going
fuck."
Right, just leaned into it.
Oh man,
it's so good.
Oh, that was such a great. Oh, that jam is just—it's legendary. It's best jam I've ever done, and I've done quite a few of those, and that was just like, oh fuck.
Just,
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
It's S tier. It's S tier.
That was ad lib too. We didn't plan on doing that. We're just like,
all.
We gotta do a Christmas song. This is a Christmas jam,
yeah.
Right?
What are the cards? Here are the cards. All right, let's do it.
Like, let's do an easy one. And then I think it was Raphael's like, Feliz Navidad's easy. I'm like, is it? Look it up. Four chords. I'm like, let's fucking do it. Who's singing? I'm like, fuck it. I'll sing. I don't give a shit.
Yeah. Oh,
that was so stupid.
Dude, this is a great idea, man. Thanks for having me over.
We should do this more often.
We really do. We need to... Okay, we have a lot of projects.
Yes.
We need to line those out. We need to finish fucking Starlight. We need to finish like the almost complete ones. Let's get those over the hurdle.
Well, it was on me. I was doing all the recording. Well, all the programming and stuff. The mixing. That was... You got to get into the zone.
Yeah, you know, I get it. You know,
Try to smoke a couple bowls and get into it.
Get into it. To me, it's like... Like, mixing to me is, like, you looking at all, like, the frequency ranges, all, like, the layers, and just make sure everything is filled
It's so hard
it's
to
like,
do.
I can't imagine. It's an art. It's
I can't even, art. I can't even, like, you have to hear it. You can visualize it a little bit, but you have to hear it.
Here's the thing, though. You know this very well, probably, but there is ear fatigue, and you're like, am I listening to this, like,
I know.
Too many times?
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. That's why I've had to walk away from some songs, because I'm like... I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
It's gotten to a point, and then like it's been the way it is for 10 years now. And I go back and listen to them. Like, if I change any part of this, it's not going to be right.
Yeah.
My ears are going to be like, "The fuck's going
what
on?"
Are you doing?
Yeah,
exactly.
Something's fucky.
Something fucky.
I need to go watch that again. Fucking
Trailer Park Boys.
I don't know, guys. It's making me real nervous.
It's just a big stone kitty.
I feel so bad about the kitties.
The big stone kitty, Mr. Steve French.
Don't fucking talk about Patrick Swayze.
Such a great impression.
Don't fucking talk about Patrick Swayze.
I just gotta get you the glasses.
I know.
That's amazing.
I might